These are the Barah Ministries announcements, December 21st, 2025. My prayer is that all of you have a Merry Christmas and the best new year ever. And so I'm wishing you a year featuring a deepening commitment to your relationship with Jesus Christ and a life filled with the desires of your heart, because the Lord is always willing to give you the desires of your heart. Mark your calendars, no face-to-face teaching, December 28th, that's next Sunday. So plenty of time to enjoy the holidays. The next lesson will be posted February 1st, 2026. And as we mentioned last week, this is the last face-to-face lesson from Barah Ministries for a while. Our lease is up, and we're going online only. And the next letter we're going to study is Paul's letter to the Philippians. It's all about joy. And the first lesson, again, posted February 1st. We will have a fun and interesting set of plans for the ministry in 2026. We talked about it yesterday at the leader meeting, and we're looking forward to the new, whatever we call it, but it won't be called Barah Ministries. We welcome your tax-deductible gift by December 31st, 2025. So if you need a tax break, by all means, consider Barah Ministries. We are a 501(c) organization. We're a nonprofit organization, and you can take a deduction. And if you live in Arizona, you can contribute $987 to Barah Ministries and get all of it back on your tax return, which is amazing. So next year, we're going to need about $60,000 to run the ministry, and we certainly appreciate your help. Give the gift of truth. Use the Barah Ministries newsletter to evangelize your friends. The new format is excellent, and it's easy to follow and easy to use. There's nothing more important to a friend or a family member than their salvation. So share the gospel message with them and give them a resource to help them study the Word of God. And that's especially important for Christians. As Christians, we study the Word of God so we get to know Jesus Christ, so that we're not in shock when we meet Him for the first time, when we're absent from the body and face-to-face with Him. And so those of you who are part of Barah Ministries, open the newsletter and make it a regular part of your Bible study routine. And you can give the gift of truth on the go. Barah Ministries has an app. You can get your friends to download it now. The Word of God's available everywhere they go. One of the things you can do is go into the app and you can forward the Christmas lesson to your friends. And, you know, Christmas and Easter are the two times when people are most open to anything that they consider to be religious. Make prayer a regularly scheduled part of your life. It's a chance for you to communicate with God and go in front of Him with petitions for self, with intercessions for others, where you bring supernatural power into the lives of other people, especially those friends that you have who are going through health crisis. The Lord Jesus Christ is a lot more powerful than the medical community. So by all means, make prayer a regularly scheduled part of your life. Those are the Barah Ministries announcements, December 21st, 2025. Merry Christmas.